Good afternoon and welcome to the WEEI Afternoon Show. As you can already tell, different voice in your ear. Andy Jumbo Hart here sliding into that big old host one seat that's normally occupied by the much louder Christian Arcan. Prides himself on that seat. Well, apparently he needs to pride himself on taking some vitamins because all that yelling at me over the course of the last 4 or 5 weeks finally caught up to him. His throat couldn't take it anymore, just like some of our ears at times couldn't take it. And he's on the IL, so to speak. He is not going to be able to make it in for the show today. Promises me he'll be back tomorrow, but don't worry. We have plenty of capable throats to join the show today, and there's a guy with a big throat who's right in front of you if you're on your Twitch stream. Nick Fitzy Stevens is putting together a show for the first 2 hours here, 2 to 4. It'll be the Six Rings boys taking over because Fitzgerald from the Fitz Studio. Do you call it the Fitz Studio over there where you're joining us on the Twitch stream, Fitzy? Because I'm calling it the Fitz Studio, and the Fitz Studio needs to talk about what is a sneaky big football game for your New England Patriots this week.
That's right, Christian Arcan here joining Andy Hart on the afternoon show on WEEI. I got to stop yelling at you, damn it.
That's Fitzy's impression. Like most of Fitzy's jokes, they're still being workshopped, so everybody knows that. We've been dealing.
I like to think of it as a sort of like a grumpy Harrison Ford. That's my arc.
Okay.
Like when I seek inspiration, I always like start my impersonations with like a celebrity sound alike and then just muck it up from there. Yes, I'm coming to you today, Andy, from the Fitzatorium, as you can see at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Looking, as I told Stiz Grimy, freshly worked out, shaved, and showered, like an elder Matthew Modine from Vision Quest. I got my Pat Riley hair going. I got the gray sweatshirt. All I got to do is climb the pegboard behind me and give you 2 solid hours, and we'll have a day, because I'm crazy for you.
I thought you had your vampire costume on early. Your hair gives me a little vampire vibe to it, getting ready for the holiday that's a couple weeks away. Yes, we got...
Speaking of sucking blood out of the young, how about those Patriots?
One loss, two loss.
Keep going. Like LeBron, keep going. Keep going.
What?
And this team's
number
up to
one draft pick. Two, three.
But we do have an exciting show today. We have Adam Schefter in his usual 3:45 spot, which I'm actually really looking forward to based on a couple big trades in the division yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's starting what feels like maybe could be a more active and star-studded NFL trade deadline over the next couple weeks. We will talk to old friend Mike Giardi at 4:25-ish, get his thoughts on this Patriots team that's gotten a little energetic boost from Drake May and that moral victory, if not a real victory. It was a real 20-point loss, but whatever.
But also had another player, once again, run into the law for whatever reason. And
yep.
I'm just wondering, Andy, I know we've got a lot of things we want to get to up at the top of the show, but with this new culture, with this new silo-free, cooperative, collaborative environment, who are we cooperating and collaborating with most? Our teammates or local law enforcement?
There's some debate there, and cooperation with local law enforcement might be on the agenda to be taught at the practices for the Patriots.
Holy
in the coming
smokes.
Weeks. We will get into that later this hour. And then at 4 o'clock, we will have the return to the 2 to 6 program of Mego, fresh off a visit to Gillette Stadium, fresh off a very interesting chat with Pop Douglas at his locker. Some really... Mm-hmm. optimistic tone from the Patriots, I guess, number one receiver coming off his first career NFL touchdown and talking about the swagger that his new quarterback brings. But Fitzy, I want to start with this. We mentioned it. Patriots head to London. The Jaguars already in London.
Mm-hmm.
Jaguars 1-5. Patriots 1-5. Something's gotta give across the
pond. No matter who wins, we all lose.
Kind of. And it's early, so you'll have your coffee, maybe a good donut to get you through. Maybe you put a little something-something in your coffee to get you through if you're a fan of one of these two teams. But both teams, as Kendrick Bourne put so succinctly and refreshingly honestly, playing bad football. Bad teams playing bad football. Something's gotta give. Do you want it to be... your New England Patriots that give. Do you want your New England Patriots to win this game? Because I think an argument can be made, absolutely. Drake May needs a win. He's talking about wins. Mayo's talking about wins. The culture needs a win. The fan base needs a win. Everybody needs a win. The argument for the victory is obvious. So too, my friend, Fitzy, is the argument against a win. Because it is definitely looking like
Doug Peterson's Jaguars. For how long will they be Doug Peterson's Jaguars? Not sure. And the New England Patriots under Gerard Mayo may be vying for the number one pick in next April's draft. And if you lose to the Jaguars, you're kind of now two games down on them, right? Because you have one more win, and then they have the tiebreaker. Would you rather have the number one pick? Are we in a multi-year rebuild here where wins are actually a bad thing, and getting the higher pick next April is the better thing? So 617-779-7937, 37937 if you want to answer that question, join the conversation. I'm sure we will have passionate fans on both sides of the argument. And Fitzy, you are a passionate fan. So which side of the argument do you fall on?
It's not going to make you happy in the least bit, and there are going to be a million people that are going to say, well, what's that going to do next year when we miss out on the first overall pick because of that stupid win in London at Wembley Stadium? Yeah, I do want to see them win, and if there was one game I want to see these Patriots win again, because I like long passes, because I like touchdowns, and because, strangely enough, I'm addicted to my football team winning and joy, Andy. If there was one game I want to see them win, it would be in front of 90,000 fans, many of which are going to be wearing a combination of different NFL gear and attire. You'll probably see a lot of people there with a Pats jersey, a Dolphins hat, and a Chargers kerchief, because it's such a disparate, odd fan base. But I want to see them on the big stage with Rich Eisen on the call win this game. And I think it's an inevitability, because Drake May finished last week middle of the pack in terms of all QB rankings, but the best by far of all the rookie quarterbacks. The offense does, he has some aura. The offense does have a little momentum and a little swag now. And you are going up against by far, the worst defense in the NFL. The Jags have the 31st ranked rush defense, 32nd ranked pass defense. So if you were going to get just that one game, you know, if we're looking for that one calling card that the team can then put out on the front of their LinkedIn page and all the socials to say, hey, T.A. Higgins, hey, left tackle of the future, hey, all these people we want to overpay to come play for us next year, look what he did when there was nobody else, when there was no other game to watch except Pat's Jags. Look what this kid can do. And if they lose the rest of the games, fine by me, because as long as they get a top three pick, I'm good with it.
Top three pick? That seems to be the sentiment, because I've already gotten multiple texts. As long as I get a top three pick. Well, the difference between a top three pick can be significant. For example, this year's draft, if you had the fourth pick, let's just say somebody said, I don't care as long as I have top four pick. Well, you would be outside the reach of the three franchise quarterbacks who have already shown they may be true franchise quarterbacks the way they fell in the draft with Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May. So while it's easy to say, oh, as long as I get a top three pick or a top five pick or a top 10 pick, every pick matters, and Fitzgerald, it's not just in the first round. I always believe people lose focus of this. You also get that pick in the second round, the third round, and we often see, oh, so-and-so went 33rd, and we picked 34, and we missed out on X. We could have got a receiver. We could have got a pass rusher, whatever it may be. So I don't look at it that way. I want the number one pick. I'll be honest, Sunday's game against the Texans, I enjoyed very much so. I told you this on the Six Rings postgame show. They made plays with Drake May. They were entertaining. They scored some points. They were exciting. And they lost. That is my desire for the bulk of the rest of the season. And I know that, oh my God, they would never tank. And Elliot Wolf told that to Andrew Callahan early in the year. Well, it's not tanking if you just stink. If you put your best players on the field, but your best players don't measure up because you either built the roster poorly in the offseason, either intentionally or unintentionally, or you've had injuries and you've been decimated and there's some attrition here, whatever you want to blame it on, I expect them to put their best players on the field, even in a week with Gerard Mayo promising changes to the starting lineup based on the way things are going. But I also wouldn't mind if they come up short. And Fitzy, do you like polls?
Sure I do, as long as they're rankings.
Wait, you remember that pole vaulter from the Olympics? You don't like pole vaulters?
Well, I mean, there are certain pole vaulters that showed us more than other pole vaulters. But yeah, you know what I like doing, Andy? Hearing from the people.
Speaking of big polls, we have a poll I just put out on social media via X, Twitter, whatever the hell you want to call it, at Jungle
Heart. Twix.
Twix? Okay, Twix. Now you're making me hungry, and I don't need to be eating a Twix right now. At Jumbo Heart on Twix, Twitter, or X, I said, as a Patriots fan, do you really want the team to win Sunday in London against the Jaguars? A game that could very much affect the number one pick in next April's NFL draft. It's been up for less than a half hour. We got like 550 votes right out the gates.
Right.
Yes. Win helps culture, 65%.
Look at that. Would you look? Here we go, right here. I'm going to go ahead and just maybe even skew it a little higher.
Oh, you're skewing it.
Now it's 65.3%. Yes, win helps culture. No, get the number one pick. Look, Andy, there's going to be, all right, so I just, right before we jumped on, you know, brag, wow, what a get. I had a lovely chat.
How did we ever get Fitzy to fill in? I mean, I was like, Stephen A. Smith, not available. Okay, huh. Shannon Sharp, not available. And then they were like, but Fitzy is. And I was like, oh, Fitzy's better than those guys anyway.
I was going to say, hold on a second, because I just, none of them just had a lovely lunchtime chat with Max Chadwick from Pro Football Focus, who told me.
Who the hell is Max Chadwick?
He is the top college football analyst for Pro Football Focus and big Drake May fan. And
join the club.
Yeah,
what's his name, Max?
He'd been there all year, son. He told me the top three picks in next year's draft, two tackles and a wide receiver, any one of them, and then there's Travis Hunter. So basically the top four picks, any one of them would be a supremely good fit with the Patriots as well. And I'm sure the more they see Drake May ball out, the more they see this team show some resilience in the face of, obviously, a decrepit roster. Spoiler alert, Pro Football Focus thinks the Patriots are the worst roster in the league, and it's not even close. Sorts of numbers back it up. Yeah, and the Pro Football hosts of Fitzy and Hart here on WEEI think the same as well. Yeah, worst receiver grade, fourth worst offensive line, everything. There is a lot to pick from, but these guys need to pick up a little bit of that momentum. And look, if the rest of the way, if they win Sunday, right, if they shove it in Mac Jones's face, if they're the reason why Doug Peterson gets canned and we get our revenge for the garbage parade that was Super Bowl 52, and he's on his way and he's flying coach on the way home, and then the Patriots lose every game the rest of the way, 35-28, 38-31, give us all sorts of shootouts and exciting football to watch, I'd be fine with it. I just want to see if I'm going to focus on one game that early in the morning with a bunch of season ticket members before you and I do the postgame show. I want to see him sling it all over someone else's yard.
Me too. I want to see him sling it all over the yard. I want to see him throw maybe three touchdowns like he did last week. And I want him to lose because this is going to be a critical game. It just is. The Jaguars don't look like they're going anywhere. Now, I know anything can happen.
The Panthers are not going to win another game. I have bad news for you. The Panthers are not going to win another game. The Patriots are going to win a game by accident.
Are you sure?
Win one. But the Panthers suck. They are super bad.
Are your Patriots good?
The Patriots are better than the Panthers, and that's not.
Well, they don't play, so we'll never know. It's about how they play their schedules. Because I agree with you. If they had to play the Panthers, I would probably pick the Patriots to win that game. But I will also tell you, Vegas, our friends in the books, have the Patriots as a 5.5-point underdog to these.
Mind blower to me. What that? I'm Pat's money line, Pat's spread. Why? Why? What have the Jaguars done? Honestly, what have the Jaguars done to merit being 8.5 points on? I mean, that's 5.5 points. So that's 8.5 points on a neutral site.
No, it's 8.5 points if it were at Jacksonville. This is a neutral site.
Five and a half on a neutral site. 8.5 in
right.
Jacksonville.
Right.
That's absurd. The Patriots. I mean, it was a 20-point game, but the Patriots at least showed a lot of fortitude and fight against the best defensive rush in the league and a damn good team that could be vying for the AFC championship in the Texans. The Jaguars cannot get out of their own way. I don't see how the Jags have any business being favored over anyone.
It is a curious spread, and I'm by no means, I don't pretend to be an expert in the gambling area. I like to dabble.
I heard a FanDuel ad for you 25 minutes ago.
Oh, and I nail the hell out of my parlays. Nail the hell out of them, as was brought to my attention, my Patriots parlay from this past Sunday. Cha and ching.
Smacked.
If you listened to Andy during his FanDuel commercial, you made some coin.
We're going to have to start calling you Hammer Heart around here because you are absolutely just crushing your picks.
Damn right, baby. But this game, I don't really totally understand why the Patriots are a 5.5-point underdog, but I want it to be so. And I'd be happy if I'm a Patriots fan, take the points, lose the game. That should be the theory all year long. Take the points, lose the game. Should be a slogan we just play show after show here, afternoons, six rings. Take the points, lose the game. Because you want the number one pick. You want to be able to trade down. I was perusing a mock draft just this morning, posted. Yes, it's October, but yes, there's mock drafts. God.
And it's still apple cider season. It's not even Halloween, and we're already in mock draft season. What are we doing?
Shedeur Sanders going number one overall. Shedeur, I'll trade that pick so you can give me three first-round picks, and I can build my team. Because I think the one thing we can all agree on, we're not going to agree, all of us, apparently 65% of you people out there, that's the first one, Fitzy, took to 220 for the first you people reference. Want the Patriots to win? You don't want the draft pick on Sunday, which, I mean, the win on Sunday or the loss on Sunday, which help you get the draft pick come April, and that's fine. But I think the one thing we can all agree on, just like Pro Football Focus said, this team has a lot of holes, and if I can pick up multiple first-round picks while also drafting a tackle or wide receiver in the top 10, and then using another first-round pick or a first-round pick in the future to trade around to get a tackle, to get a wide receiver. I also think sneaky need developing Fitzgerald, pass rusher, baby. Sold on the pass rush specialist this team's had after it got rid of Matthew Judon and told me all these other guys were going to step up because they have not.
Yeah, I know. Anfernee Jennings is the only one who, and Dietrich Wise are the only ones who reputably seem to hold the line. Keon White is too far upfield more often than he should be. Josh Uche, what would you say you do here? And, you know, I understand the trading of Matthew Judon for picks on a team that needs volume as well as value out of its future football players as well. But the pass rush has been nowhere to be seen. And I don't know, because I think what they did was looked at last year's tape and said, we found a way to generate it last year. We'll get it. Yeah, well, what you're doing is you're missing one of the more disruptive interior defensive linemen in the NFL in Christian Barmore. And without him, you're not going to be able to generate or scheme up as many pass rushes as you think. And by the way, if you're feeling like you want to watch a shootout, Andy, that ends with the Jags watching away with the with Her Majesty's Royal Dub by 1-6 to however many points, considering the Patriots injury report from Wednesday, you may just get that as well as a guarantee for me that if you bet the over, you'll pay for Christmas.
Betting the over? Bad defenses, quarterbacks that might just get right and get hot against the other. I don't hate the idea of a 9:30 a.m. shootout between the Patriots and the Jags, seeing my guy Drake May sling it all over the field. I know he's looking to do that because he said just today, and we'll hear more from him later, that his confidence comes from completions, and we like seeing him complete passes, just not enough to win a football game. So there it is. Table is set. Do you actually want the Patriots to beat the Jaguars in London Sunday morning? If indeed it would hurt their draft pick status, which it would, they're both 1-5 teams. Patriots right now hold the number one pick, way too early to look at those types of things. I would like the Patriots to lose the game so they can get the picks. Fitzy wants them to win the game so he can get some excitement in mid-October. And you, the fan, 617-779-7937, how do you feel? Shoot us a text at 37937. Do you actually want the Patriots to lose on Sunday? My vote on Twitter says no, but some of the voices out there, I think, will say yes. 617-779-7937. We'll hit the calls after Stiz. The Stizzard of Oz gives you all the news from the sports world in what's trending on WEEI.